This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2018. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Bob Lutz, sportscaster, sports broadcaster. Welcome to Issues 2018.
Steve, always a pleasure to see you under any circumstance.
Now, this weekly program deals with issues of all kinds, and that includes sports, which is a big part of some of our listeners' lives. And today we're going to talk about sports, but also some community work that Bob is very passionate about. First, Bob, you are the host of The Drive from 4 to 6 p.m. on our intercom station, KFH. Tell us how that came about.
Well, I'm the co-host. You got to give my son the equal billing or he'll throw a tantrum. Yeah. So my son Jeff and I do that show.
Oh, is he spoiled? You might have to ground him or something.
There you go. We approached Tony Dusing, the KFH program director, and thought that we had a good idea for a show, a father-son show. That would add an element to a normal sports broadcast, and turns out it has. We argue like cats and dogs in there, and we have a good time, and it's been a fun opportunity to do a show with my son.
Yeah, so next question, is it fun? And I got a feeling, how long have you been doing this now, Bob?
You know, we started in December of 2015, so almost 3 years, yeah. A little less than 3 years. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's intense at times. We try to keep it light a lot of times, and we call ourselves, we're not really a sports talk show. We're a variety show. We have to talk about music a lot, and food, and Wichita, and dining, and music and entertainment, all over the board.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't listen. Well, you're taking your nap at that
napping
time.
By then, I'm gone. So it's fun working with your son, huh?
I've been working with my son for a long time, both at the newspaper, the Wichita Eagle, and he was a producer and a phone screener on our old show on KFH back in the day. And we've worked together a lot, and he's a good guy, and he's just wrong a lot, you know.
You spent so many years reporting and writing columns for the Wichita Eagle. Are you doing anything with the paper now, Bob?
I am not. I have totally let go of that aspect of my life after almost 43 years. That's certainly a big part of my past and who I am, and they opened a lot of doors for me. And I was very privileged to be a journalist for that long and loved every minute of it. But when I retired, it was time to move on and do some other things.
So you're technically you're retired then, huh?
I'm retired from the newspaper.
From the newspaper.
I don't feel like I'm retired. I'm not sitting in an easy chair.
Right.
I'm still pretty active and still pretty involved. Besides the radio show, I do a little bit of writing for KSN.com.
I've seen that, yeah.
And then I have a big nonprofit that I'm very much involved with that we'll talk about here shortly.
You bet. I'd like to have a little background, Bob, like where you grew up, what got you interested in sports, stuff like that.
I grew up in Derby. I moved there with my family when I was 2 years old and graduated from Derby High School in 1973 and loved that community, loved its small-town nature at the time. It's not really a small town anymore. It's grown a lot. But had a lot of lifelong friends from Derby that I still see, and it was a great upbringing in Derby. I very much enjoyed that.
That's a nice city. My son's living there now. What got you interested in sports, Bob?
Well, my dad was a big sports guy. He always had a transistor radio with an earplug in his ear. He was always listening to sports. His favorites were the Shockers and the St. Louis Cardinals. So those happened to be the two things that I got very involved with as a fan. I was a huge Shocker football, basketball fan when I was a kid, and have been a Cardinals fan since 1963. And I have my dad to thank for all of that. And, of course, being in journalism, you lose a little bit of that fandom when it comes to the Shockers. That becomes an entity that you cover and write about. But certainly still enjoy seeing Wichita State succeed and do well.
So
Wichita State. I'm a Shocker.
What did you major in then?
I majored in journalism. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you had to have too much math. I never understood why they made you take math as a writer.
So you could total up that big paycheck, probably.
So eventually, I got a general studies degree at Wichita State because I just couldn't stomach. They were going to make me take a calculus class, and I could barely make it through algebra. Steve, I'm not the smartest guy, and as you know from being in radio, neither are you. So, no, I'm kidding. You're extremely bright.
What we have in radio is a really wide area of knowledge that's about that deep.
Yeah, well, I'm a liberal arts guy. I'm interested in a lot of things.
Yeah,
just not math.
I'm with you.
and kudos to the people who do well in math. It's an incredible skill that you have, and more power to you. And we need you. But that wasn't going to be me.
The only thing I could do is I could figure my own batting average.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Now, I'm good with numbers, believe it or not.
Yeah,
numbers I'm good with.
Yeah.
But theory and all that stuff, no. The deeper levels of math, no.
Yeah. So tell me we're going to talk about League 42. First of all, somebody tuning in, they may not know what League 42 is. Why don't you tell us about it? What motivated you to create League 42?
Yeah, it's a youth baseball organization for urban children. And our kids, and there were almost 600 of them this year, in our fifth year of operation, come from the inner city of Wichita. They're African American, they're Hispanic, they're white, they're Asian. We love the diversity of League 42, and it brings families and kids together for a common cause. And we felt like there was a real need for a baseball organization in urban Wichita, and even more of a need for an organization that taught baseball but had a foundation of sportsmanship and academics as tenets to its foundation. And that's certainly what we preach. We very much talk about sportsmanship. We're very interested in how these kids do academically and helping in whatever way we can to see that they graduate from high school and go on and be productive members of society. And we're only 5 years in. It's probably a little early to talk about a track record, but we're steadfast in those desires.
You know, it's interesting. As you were saying that, I'm thinking about the advantage of baseball in reaching more kids. You know, you got at least 9 players on every team, and so you get a lot of kids involved that way. More so than basketball, where there's just 5,
right.
You know, whatever. But
when we started, we first had meetings in the summer of 2013 to talk about this concept, one that had been percolating in my brain for a while. And through that, by 9 months later, we actually had a league. I don't know how we did that. I look back at that, and thanks to all the people who were involved, because that was a pretty remarkable accomplishment. The league had 16 teams, 200 kids its first year. we've grown to 42 teams and 600 kids in just 5 years.
And how many coaches and umpires have you got?
Well, with 42 teams, you have to have 42 head coaches. You have to have at least two assistants for each team, and often three. We have a team ambassador for each team that's kind of the team mom concept. They kind of help out where needed. We need umpires. We had over 400 games played this year. So
are they all played in one place at McAdam?
We play all of our games at McAdams Park.
Yeah.
We have three fields. We have a new turf field that came along in 2016. The two existing fields that have been at McAdams on the north end of the park for many, many years have been renovated, modern backstops, fencing, scoreboards, dugouts. The city of Wichita appropriated $1.5 million to help us with a jump start to our facilities needs. That money has now been used. So anything that we want to do in the future, and I'd love to tell you about some of those ideas, we're going to have to go raise the money for.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about that in a second, but you did get some money from the city. That's good. You got these kids, but their parents are involved, if there are parents. And a lot of these kids, they just need someplace to go and somebody to talk to sometimes, I'll bet. A lot of social work going on in there, too.
Yeah, we're trying to do what we can for our kids. We love these kids. They're wonderful. They want to succeed. They're out there busting their tails, learning to play baseball. They have a great amount of pride. And they've come a long way. We have some pretty darn good baseball players in League 42 right now, whereas in the first year, it was a struggle to get them to understand which hand to put the glove on. So it's come a long way.
It's interesting that, of course, I've got some grandkids, and they've been playing youth baseball in the summertime. There are certain levels of competition around town and my grandkids never got into the level where you got this fancy bag, you're going to 80 games a year, you're traveling all over the country, but there's a lot of that stuff going on. You guys aren't doing that.
More power to those organizations.
Yeah.
It's important to be able to have different approaches. I would never refer to League 42 as a non-competitive league because I'm a competitive person.
Sure.
Deeply so. I'm competitive with League 42. I want it to be the best it can be. Mm. But wins and losses aren't what we talk about. We talk about growing and maturity and being a good sport and understanding the concept of how to behave when you succeed, but also how to behave when you fail. And those are important aspects to kids growing up, and I'm not sure they get talked about enough.
You know, and then I think that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on talk in this format today, talk about that aspect of it. Now, let's talk about finding equipment. I'll give you a little joke here. I've got a couple of grandsons that they've got several bats that they've never used.
they just bring them in.
They kind of fan the air with them. But, you know.
They haven't made contact.
No,
they don't want. They will not enjoy hearing that.
Oh, they won't hear it. So. I've already told him. I said, one of them the other day, I said, why did you bring that bat along today? Anyway, that's part of what baseball's about, though.
Yeah.
You got to tease a little bit, you know.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of what life's about, and that's part of what being a grandfather is about, to have fun with your grandchildren. But, yeah, equipment.
Yeah, tell me about finding that.
We're in constant need, Steve. We're a nonprofit. So we not only need equipment, we need finances, but we deal in all the equipment that you'd think about. Catcher's gear, baseballs, bats, gloves, helmets. We need it all. And if you want to donate, reach out to me, League42Wichita@gmail.com. That's the email address, League42Wichita@gmail.com, and we'll arrange to either come pick it up or have you drop it off.
You know, I know that you may agree with me on this. I watch Major League Baseball and see how many balls they throw out because it hit the ground. They have to use dozens and dozens of balls a game. I got to hack up the Royals and say, you got any spare baseballs?
Yeah.
You know, several thousand.
And that's something we intend to do, is to reach out. But if people want to go buy some baseballs and donate them to us, we'd love that. If you got some baseballs that are in pretty good shape laying around your house, you don't have any need for them, we'd love to have those. Same with bats and everything else that goes in, that goes to making a baseball league.
You're listening to Issues 2018 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is Bob Lutz, sports broadcaster now. Has your experience with League 42 brought any observations about people who do volunteer work in this community?
Yeah, I've met a lot of them. It's another world that I had not totally been subjected to until we started League 42. But now I'm around people like that a lot, and it's inspiring. And I hope I'm just bringing a little bit of that in our organization, that the goodwill that people have to try to help their fellow human beings is very inspirational to me. And I'm thrilled to be a part of a nonprofit. This is an unknown world to a guy that didn't enter into this until he was 58 years old.
And I do this show every week, as you know, and I'm constantly dealing with people who are doing volunteer work. I wonder if when the city goes out and tries to attract new workers, they're always looking, if they ever mention the fact that this place has a big, big heart. There are a lot of great people here doing this kind of stuff.
And like I said, I'm seeing it firsthand more so than I ever did before, and it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, League 42, I feel like we're still building the foundation for that. I don't know when that ends. It feels like we're just, even though we've been around 5 years, it feels like there's just so much still to do to even lay the foundation for where I hope this organization can be for many, many years. I hope League 42 is not only in Wichita for a long time, but I'd love it to be a model for other cities.
League 42, where'd the name come from?
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
We were at a meeting early on, and we didn't know what we'd be called, and we had some pretty bad names out there that didn't really roll off the tongue. And somebody said, well, we should honor Jackie Robinson with this league. And then immediately somebody said, League 42. And it was like in a snap of a finger, we had our name. That's a great name.
It's a terrific name. It's beautiful. How old are the kids that are involved in this?
We have ages 5 through 14, boys and girls.
You got girls too?
So we start off with T-ball, and we go up to coach pitch, and then we get into kid pitch, and then we have 12 through 14-year-olds, and those 14-year-olds graduate from our league, and they go into high school, and we try to do our best to keep in touch with those kids.
Yeah, we had a couple that have gone through there and done.
Oh yeah, we've had 84 graduates out of our league in 5 years that have gone on to high school.
At least high school,
And we want to know how they do. We want to make sure that they stay involved, that they finish their education.
You're going to get one or two one of these days. It's going to be go to the big leagues, and then you're going to have a real good story to tell, aren't you?
And you know, I hope I'm around to see that, Mac. maybe they'll visit me in the home and bring. That big leaguer will bring me my applesauce one of these
there
days.
There you go. Can you give us one or two stories that illustrate the impact of League 42 on a young person's life?
The stories would be that a lot of the kids that leave our organization and go on to high school come back to help us with groundskeeping, or we've got a couple kids that have come back and umpired in our league, and if they feel like League 42 is part of their being. They grew up in League 42, so it's a part of them, and that's exactly what we want. We want to be that encompassing to our kids, that they feel like that's a safe place. I want to go out to McAdams tonight and hang out because I have fond memories of my days in League 42.
It's a good story. I'm glad I'm having you on today. What's ahead for League 42, Bob?
Well, we have some facilities needs still.
Okay.
One thing we want to do, and we've been able to lease some land across from McAdams on 17th Street that was purchased by a donor. And it's got a building on it, and we want to renovate that building into an indoor training facility with a learning lab in which we would bring kids in after school with private tutors to work on homework, to catch up on if they're having trouble in math like you and I did, maybe they can get some math help or some English help or some science help. Just something that will enhance their educational needs, and that's a real important component of League 42 that we're just starting to investigate and act upon is the educational component of what we're doing. And then we need a fourth field. We have three fields. We're very congested. The fourth field will be a great asset to us. We get the fourth field. We get some additional parking. We get that indoor building. We create a little more space for kids to warm up. Then we're where we need to be facilities-wise, and we're getting closer.
Let me ask you something. Is there, have a network TV come and seen you guys?
You know, we're trying to arrange
like
for
CBS
some,
Sunday morning, somebody like that could
we're
do
trying
it.
To, yeah. We're going to push for that this year. We've already contacted MLB. We hope that the Major League Baseball will give us some publicity. We're even going to reach out. Why not? 60 Minutes. Why not just send them a message? You know, Steve Hartman has that
great show.
CBS Evening News on the road with Steve Hartman. We think we have a good story to tell with our kids, so hopefully we can drum up a little bit of publicity nationally.
Let's talk about the importance of it. And by the way, what you just said about that learning lab and all that is really cool. That's exciting to me.
It is exciting.
You're doing for the whole kid there. Talk about the importance of athletics in our schools, Bob. You've been watching it for years and years. In the schools, what's the importance?
Kids are so engaged in it. You know, a kid may not be engaged in academics, but he's engaged in athletics. But the more you can accentuate that athletics, the better chance you have of making them understand the importance of academics. To me, athletics is a window into your school or your organization or whatever. It's just such an important part of American culture that every kid should be involved to some degree in athletics, whether they're playing it, watching it, supporting it. Whatever that would be, athletics to me is an extremely important entity in American life.
For some kids, it's the only reason they go to school. It was the main reason for me was athletics, and of course, girls.
When you did very well from all accounts.
Thank you.
You know, when you think back upon your high school years, you think a lot about athletics. How'd you do athletically? What'd you play? It's just a huge part of things, and our kids play a lot of sports, and I'm a big proponent of kids at a young age trying a variety of sports. Don't settle on one sport until you're in high school. And even then, if you have the ability to play several sports, do it as long as you can. Don't give it up.
You know, we're always told sports builds character, and my take on that is, well, not always. Sometimes it builds bad character, but you guys, it sounds like you've got a good handle on the right things and how to do things the
people
right way.
People build character. You know, the people you're around and the people that you listen to. And in sports, in League 42, we tell our coaches to be the best role models they can possibly be. And that's important. I want our kids to be around good people, people who are energetic, people who are fun. And I think that leads to good things.
Who were the most important people in your life when you were a kid?
My dad, for sure. My parents, obviously, but my coaches, the guys, the friends that I hung around with, and sports, we were always playing sports. I don't recall a time when I was a kid that I wasn't playing sports. It was such a huge part of my upbringing. I fell in love with it. But yeah, coaches, teachers, people like that were very important.
Who were your top sports heroes when you were a kid?
Dave Stallworth.
Me too. Okay. He's way up there.
the two that I talk about the most are Bob Gibson,
who was a pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah. I love him to this day. And Dave Stallworth, who, of course, Wichita State basketball All-Americans. Those are the two that I really respected. And then a little bit later, as I was getting a little older, I really became a fan of Warren Armstrong, later Warren Jabali at Wichita State. He was another guy that I really looked up to a lot.
You got to know him. And the stories about him are just amazing.
Well, it's strange.
And he's in his athletic ability. That's where I
you know, and that's another reason I'm so thankful for the career I had because, yeah, I did get to know, I talked to Warren Armstrong a few times. I got to know Dave Stallworth pretty well. And I even have gotten the opportunity to interview Bob Gibson two or three times in my career. So it's odd that you have these great heroes, and then later in life, after their athletic careers are pretty much over, you end up getting to know them.
Yeah.
That's been interesting.
I truly value the three or five minutes I got to spend one time talking with Dave Stallworth here at the radio station and got his autograph and everything. I was like a kid. I was like a 13-year-old kid. And it just, it never wears out.
Maybe the least pretentious person I've ever met.
Humble, humble.
Just a great individual, and we're very, very sorry to lose Dave a little more than a year ago, because he was a quality human being.
Well, thanks for spending since it goes by pretty quick, doesn't it?
That was fast. I hope I appreciate the opportunity, Steve.
Well, and you've got a great story to tell about League 42 and doing some good things for these kids. And you're dealing with the whole kid, not just the kid who's on the athletic field. Yeah, that's what really excites me about what you're doing, Bob. And we want to give you all the support. What's the webpage again?
The email is league42wichita@gmail.com. The webpage is league42.org. League42.org.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Lutz, sportscaster. That's all for this edition of Issues 2018. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.